This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Dehradun today to participate in a program marking the Silver Jubilee celebration of the formation of Uttarakhand. During the visit, the Prime Minister will also launch a commemorative postal stamp to mark the occasion and address the gathering. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones for various development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees, including the inauguration of projects worth over 930 crore rupees and the foundation stone laying of projects worth over 7,000 crore rupees. These projects cater to several key sectors, including drinking water, irrigation, technical education, energy, urban development, sports and skill development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the National Conference on Strengthening Legal Aid Delivery Mechanisms at the Supreme Court of India in New Delhi yesterday. He also launched the Community Mediation Training Module prepared by the National Legal Services Authority. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "Social justice can be ensured only when justice is accessible to everyone, irrespective of their social or financial background." He said legal aid plays a vital role to ensure justice to all. Mr. Modi said, in the last few years, government has taken several steps to enhance the ease of justice.
आज लोक अदालतों और प्री लिटिगेशन सेटलमेंट के माध्यम से लाखों विवाद जल्दी सौहार्दपूर्ण और कम खर्च में सुलझाए जा रहे हैं. भारत सरकार द्वारा शुरू किए गए लीगल एड डिफेंस काउंसिल सिस्टम के तहत केवल 3 साल में लगभग 8 लाख क्रिमिनल केसेस का निपटारा किया गया है.
The Prime Minister also stressed on making the legal documents available in local languages. Campaigning for the second phase of Bihar Assembly elections continued on a feverish pitch on the penultimate day of canvassing yesterday. In this phase, voting will take place on Tuesday in 122 Assembly constituencies across 20 districts. Senior leaders from the NDA, Mahagathbandhan and other parties yesterday made a last-ditch effort to garner support for their candidates by holding rallies and public meetings across the state. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu today visited the Air Traffic Control Tower in New Delhi to review normalized operations and appreciated the commitment of the teams that worked overnight to resolve the issue. A technical glitch in the ATC messaging system at Delhi Airport occurred on 6th of November. The issue, which continued into the morning of 7th of November, led to delays and cancellations of 46 flights. The teams from Airports Authority of India, Air Navigation Services and Electronics Corporation of India Limited worked round the clock to identify and rectify the issue. President Draupadi Murmu has reached Angola for the first leg of a two-nation state visit to Africa. She landed in the capital city of Luanda last evening. This is the first state visit by an Indian head of state to Angola. The two countries are likely to sign and exchange MOUs on issues of mutual interest. Following this, the deliberations are likely to take forward the issues discussed between the two countries in the previous high-level talks held in New Delhi in May this year. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal reaffirmed commitment to Australia for the early conclusion of a balanced and mutually beneficial Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement, or CECA, between India and Australia. Mr. Goyal said this during bilateral discussion with Australian Minister for Trade and Tourism, Don Farrell, and Minister for Skills and Training, Andrew Giles, in Melbourne, Australia. In the FIDE World Cup 2025, Pragyanand R won his match against Hope Hanisin Robert and moved to fourth round. Diptayan Ghosh exited the tournament after losing to Gabriel Sargsyan. Arjun Erigesi also went to round four after drawing with Uzbekistan Shamsuddin Wokidov. Pentala Hari Krishna and Pranav V also went to round four after their draws today. SL Narayanan played draw against China's Yu Yanghi. Vidit Gujarati and Karthik Venkataraman drew their respective matches. SL Narayanan, Vidit Gujarati and Karthik Venkataraman have to play tie breaks tomorrow. Meanwhile, world champion Gukesh D has been eliminated from the World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.